Greater Lafayette has tremendous civic and business leaders who are rising up and working to help those who might be struggling during these uncertain times. In response to the current coronavirus crisis, every day at noon, we're taking a break from the music to highlight what these leaders are doing to keep our community bonds strong.
Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of the Q-munity, where we're always looking for information or inspiration. Jeremy Adler from the Tippecanoe County Health Department joins me today. Thanks so much for taking the time. I'm sure your schedule is a little packed these days.
Well, it's been a busy time. Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
What do we need to know about coronavirus and where this thing is going around here?
That's a great question. So far, we have been pretty fortunate in Tippecanoe County to have a relatively low number of confirmed cases of coronavirus. But we are expecting that number to increase over the coming days and weeks. And that's what we're really trying to get everybody prepared for. And we're trying to take steps to prevent a huge surge in our numbers of cases. Take the steps now to slow the spread of this virus and keep everybody healthy. And really for everybody right now, the most important things that we can all be doing and we all need to be doing is we all really need to follow Governor Holcomb's stay-at-home order. His order really is one of our best weapons against this virus. And the ways that we can slow the spread of this virus and help keep all of us healthy are to stay at home as much as possible, to only leave the home for essential activities and essential travel. When we are outside of the home, we need to avoid large crowds. We need to practice social distancing and keeping our distance of 6 feet between ourselves and other people. We need to practice meticulous hygiene. All of these things are going to help slow the spread of this virus, help prevent a large increase in our number of cases here locally, and help keep all of us healthy.
Jeremy Adler from the Tippecanoe County Health Department is my guest. My family and I did carry out for lunch today. We went to a place, we got our food, it's not like we went as a whole group, but we went and we got our food. As I got the food and I came back home, what should I be doing? Is that okay?
That is A-okay. There's nothing wrong with doing that. Carry out from restaurants is allowed under Governor Holcomb's order, and it is fine to do that. You did the right thing by getting your food and taking it back home. Folks should not be eating that food on the restaurant premises, should not be dining in their cars in the parking lot and things like that. The idea is for folks to get their food and head back home or head back to their work place and enjoy their meal.
Is a good amount of fear, a reasonable amount of fear, a good thing in a situation like this?
Well, I think that we all need to be concerned about this virus. When you look at what has happened in other parts of the world and in other parts of the United States, specifically New York, that's reason for concern. It's not reason for panic, but it's reason for concern, and it's reason for all of us to take this very seriously and to really take the steps now to help slow the spread of this virus so that we can prevent a large number of cases occurring here, then get back to our normal lives sooner rather than later.
We see the president, we see Governor Cuomo on TV a lot talking about the models and the curve and how many beds they're going to need and how many ventilators they're going to need. I'm sure you have similar modeling. What do your models look for Tippecanoe County? What's that look like? Or Indiana in general?
So if we can keep the rate of increase of new cases of coronavirus here in Tippecanoe County on the lower side. Okay, so we're not seeing a rapid, large surge in cases. Our healthcare system has the capacity to take care of our sick. On the other hand, if we do see a massive surge very quickly with a lot more people getting sick, that would strain our local healthcare system as it would strain the healthcare system in any community. And that's why it's so important for us to take all these steps now so we don't have that surge here, so we don't put that strain on our healthcare system, so we have the resources available for those who are going to need them.
The average seems to be cases double every 3 days. Have we seen that rate here in Tippecanoe County?
Our case number does increase each day, but we have been fairly fortunate so far in that we have a relatively low number of confirmed coronavirus cases here in Tippecanoe County. As of today, we have 19 confirmed cases in our county, which for a county our size is a relatively low number. Of course, we wish it was lower. We wish it was zero. But again, we are expecting that number to increase over the coming days and weeks. To what extent it will increase, how fast it will increase, we don't know. We just follow it closely day by day and take all these steps to help prevent the spread of the virus.
When should we be concerned enough to say, I need to get tested, or do we just ride this out at our house?
That's a great question. For all of us, if we're not sick and we're not having symptoms, we don't need to be tested.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Only people who are sick and have symptoms that are consistent with coronavirus need to get tested. Those symptoms are fever, cough, and shortness of breath. Those are the three main symptoms. There are some other symptoms that can occur at lower rates, like sore throat and nausea and vomiting, diarrhea. But really, the three main symptoms are fever, cough, and shortness of breath. If an individual develops those symptoms, he or she should contact his or her physician or healthcare provider. If their symptoms are mild, the advice might be to stay at home and take care of oneself like you would if you had a cold or a mild flu. The advice might be to come in and see the doctor or healthcare provider for an examination and an evaluation. Part of that assessment, of course, would be looking for other common causes of those symptoms, right? Because it's still influenza season. There are still other respiratory illnesses out there besides COVID that can cause those symptoms. And then after that assessment, if the healthcare provider or doctor feels that testing is necessary, then arrangements would be made to have those tests done.
Before I let you go, what do you want to leave us in parting? What words of advice do you have for us?
The changes that we've all experienced in the way we're living our daily lives are difficult for everybody. And this is a big sacrifice that people are making in many different ways. And it's not life as we know it. It's not life as we want it to be. But it really is necessary to have these changes and limitations in place to help protect the entire community and to get through this thing faster. So we make these limitations and restrictions and sacrifices now with the hope that doing all this now will get us through this faster and we'll be able to get back to our normal life and our normal activities.
Thank you so much for taking the time. I greatly appreciate you sharing information and just trying to wisen people up a little bit about what they can do in this world. So thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome. It's a pleasure being here.
Y'all stay safe over there at the health department.
Thank you. You too.
It's Jeremy Adler from the Tippecanoe County Health Department on the Q-munity with a little bit of information you need to know.